This is the time of year when local charities traditionally take in most of their contributions. The economic downturn was hurting donations even before September 11th. Since the terrorist attacks, millions of Americans have reached out to help victims and their families. In communities such as St. Louis, there's concern that people might not have much left to give. From member station KWMU, Brett Bloom reports.
Every day, volunteers at the Wesley House prepare nearly 200 meals that will be delivered to homebound residents in this clean but poor neighborhood near downtown St. Louis. After each bag is packed with a sandwich, a piece of fruit, some chips, and a drink, they're loaded into cars of volunteers, like that of Colonel Gathings, who begins making the rounds. At each home, he checks his list.
Reverend Mr. Brown.
And then drops off the meal. The Wesley House gets financial support from the local United Way, but Executive Director Terry Jones says without additional donations of time and money from the public, the nearly 100-year-old charity would cease to exist. Donations are down, and Jones worries that 9/11 may be the reason.
People only have so much to give, and they prioritize their giving sometimes through what seems to have the largest presence, you know, and we'll have to wait and see, really.
Another group that provides food for the poor and elderly, Operation Food Search, also finds itself struggling this holiday season. Executive Director Sonny Schaefer notes that 10% of the neighborhood agencies serving this area have shut their doors in the last year, increasing the demand for help from her group and others.
Both monetary and food donations have decreased since September 11th and have somewhat resumed for the holiday season, but not nearly what we normally experience during the November-December holiday push.
According to a recent national study by Independent Sector, a coalition of charitable organizations and philanthropies, almost 3 out of every 4 Americans say they'll continue to support their favorite charities with a gift this year, on top of what they've already donated to 9/11 funds. That's good news for Major Robert Thompson, divisional commander for the Salvation Army in St. Louis, which is nearing the end of its annual holiday drive. Thompson has just issued a public appeal for more donations, saying collections are falling well short of the pace needed to meet a $4.8 million goal. Thompson says one problem seems to be that donors are being spread too thin.
It's a catch-22. As the economy slows, perhaps money that they were banking on from overtime or from investments isn't there, and so they have to decide how they want to distribute the funds that they have available. And as those funds become fewer, it makes their choices that much more difficult.
It's not all doom and gloom on the charity front this year, however. Gloria Ross with the United Way of St. Louis notes that while it was a struggle at times, they were able to meet their ambitious goal of $64 million. Ross says because of the softening economy, United Way officials were already bracing for a drop in donations when they launched their drive in late August. Then came September 11th.
And we are simply speculating, but we think it's possible that it made people even more caring. We actually believe people dug deeper rather than diverted. We think they gave an additional gift.
Other St. Louis area charities are not so lucky. Money that usually comes in this time of year has instead gone to East Coast disaster relief efforts. Some groups are putting out the word that if donations don't pick up soon, their beneficiaries may have to begin looking elsewhere for help. For NPR News, I'm Brett Bloom in St. Louis.